Good, everybody. It's your man, Brother Red, coming at you with another episode of No Vultures, listening to the sounds of our in-house DJ, Agent Zero. Let's get right into it. Recently, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Later on in the show, I'm going to chop it up with my man, Son L, and we're going to go through that list. But right now, before we get into that, what I want to highlight, because this is a hip-hop show, and this is something that might have flew under the radar, but not for hip-hop heads, I'm sure. But for the rest of you guys, I want to make sure that we're doing the knowledge. And that is the opening of the Universal Hip-Hop Museum. All right? Really, really, really dope. Thing going on in the Bronx. The Universal Hip Hop Museum is going to be opening up. And I'm going to hold on just a moment. I'm going to go ahead and pull up some information that I have for you on that. And it's just really, you know, it's dope to see that now hip hop will have a home in the Bronx, where it all started. And let me pull up my info real quick. And I want to give a big shout out while we're getting this information. I want to give a big shout out to the folks that we got the information from on YouTube. Got to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, that we definitely give a shout out. And this came from Localish. And so they actually were there during the ribbon cutting ceremonies and stuff, and was able to talk to some of the greats of hip hop who were able to attend. And then also speak with Rocky Bucano, who is also known as Cool DJ Rock. And right now he's the director, the executive director of the Universal Hip Hop Museum. So check it out. So here we go. Let's queue up this real quick.
This is the Bronx's greatest export. You know, what started here in the Bronx has now become the most influential art form in the entire world.
Rocky says we're doing a museum. I'm like, that sounds great. In the Bronx, that's where it should be. I knew it was going to be official.
The Revolution of Hip Hop is a rotating exhibit, but we start with the early origins of hip hop history.
The first time I really heard hip hop on the radio was with the Sugar Hill Gang. And when Rapper's Delight came out, Sugar Hill had the nerve to put the record out with an instrumental on the other side. Like, try it. Not that easy.
Word. And as Ice-T said, try it. Not that easy. And the rest is hip-hop history as we know it. And so this is your man, Brother Red, of course. We always try to do knowledge, and we want to make sure that we spread the love for hip-hop. So in the vein of that, also, we want to talk about those inductees who are getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm going to chop it up with my man, Son L, in just a moment, and we're going to go through that a little bit. But you have Performer, you've got Jay-Z. We'll save our thoughts for that. A big up props to him. Can't Knock the Hustle. LL Cool J, he got in for Music Excellence. Jay got in for Performer. LL, he did Rock the Bells. So, yeah, LL definitely deserves to get into the the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, as my man Sonnell will discuss, are there rock and roll acts that probably deserve to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before someone like Jay-Z, a legend like LL Cool J, will do the knowledge on that? Early influence. Kraftwerk, I got to listen to them as a young buck. My brother, who used to spin records, it was a DJ, and he used to break dance, all kind of stuff, man. This cat was really into it, as much as you could be, being from the Midwest in a small town there in Columbia, Missouri. But I remember he used to listen to Kraftwerk in the early 80s, 81, 82, 83, 84, all that type of stuff when he was in high school. And I remember just going down in his room and listening to those cats. And so it was really cool. I mean, if anybody remembers Breaking, do you remember Turbo? When he was getting down with that broom, he was breakdancing to Kraftwerk. So big up props to Kraftwerk for getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then another early influence who definitely I was introduced to him. I had heard about him a little bit. Read, I think, some of his poems and stuff, but really didn't, you know, really kind of do the knowledge on him as far as listening to some of his joints until I heard him on Common's album. And this is Gil Scott-Heron. And then so I got first introduced to him, really like a thorough, good introduction, was through Common listening to, I want to say it was like Water for Chocolate. It was like the first time that I heard Gil Scott-Heron. And from there, that kind of piqued my interest. And so some big up props to Mr. Heron. He had one of the, you know, most well-known phrases of all time, the revolution that will not be televised. You know what I'm saying? So big up props to him. So we want to thank you for checking out the next episode. So go ahead, sit back, relax, get ready. This is your man, Brother Red. We're going to have my man, Sonnell, jump in. This is No Vultures. Remind everybody, do the knowledge. Peace.
A junkie walking through the twilight. I'm on my way home. I left 3 days ago, but no one seems to know I'm gone. Home is where the hatred is. Home is filled with pain, and it might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again.
All right, it's your man, Brother Red, in the house with Son L. We're chopping it up and we're coming back talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Son L, we were chopping it up, you know, when we were talking about the comic book stuff. You know, he felt real strong about this one, so I said, well, hey, you know, let's do the knowledge. So Son L, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Brother Retin. We're very back to your podcast again. How you doing?
Doing real well, doing real well. Hey, let's get straight into it, man. You and I, we've had, you know, off-air discussions where we gave our feelings about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and who got in and all that good stuff. Go ahead and run down the list for us. Who got in this year?
All right, so this year we have I'm going to go first with a performer category list and then the Early Influence Awards and then the Musical Excellence Award and then the AFED Edergun Award. I don't even know what's up with that.
Let's not worry about that. Okay. But they're all in. That's the thing is they all got in, though.
They all got in. So there's just different categories, but, you know, I guess, yeah, technically they all got in. So I'm going to go first with Tina Turner, Carole King, the Go-Go's, Jay-Z, the Foo Fighters, and Todd Rundgren. And then we have Kraftwerk, Charlie Patton, Gil Scott-Heron, if I'm not mistaken, Lil Cool J,
LL.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, LL. LL Cool J.
Oh, LL. Okay, I'm sorry. Billy Preston, Randy Rhoads, and Clarence Abbott. So these were the artists or bands, whatever they are, who got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year in the 2021 category.
Right. Okay. Now, as we go down that list, I know you were saying to me, hey, no offense to some of these cats, but these guys aren't necessarily rock and roll artists. There are other noteworthy artists that are deserving. You know, go ahead and get a little bit further into that. Like, let me know, you know, let the people know who are some of the people that you're thinking about or groups or bands and whatnot that, you know, because this is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, who got snubbed?
Okay, so yes, you're correct about that. It is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I'm not trying to knock any other kind of music. I'm not trying to knock hip hop, rap, pop, electronic. I'm not trying to knock none of those types of music. But last time I checked, this is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So you have to prioritize rock bands. And I'm not saying you cannot induct other artists, but you need to prioritize them. Now, and there's a list. If you send me some articles about some rock bands who've been snubbed, who have not been into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that are deserving to be there. But I'm going to focus just on this year. This year, there were two bands that really stood out the most that I was so surprised that they're not in the Hall of Fame already, that should already be in. Bands like Iron Maiden and Rage Against the Machine. You've heard of them, right?
Yes, I've heard of both Iron Maiden. I've heard of Rage Against the Machine. I'm not necessarily a big fan of Iron Maiden or necessarily metal, but that is a group that, yes, it resonates. You know, I was born in the 70s, mid 70s, so definitely an 80s baby, and into the 90s, listening to, you know, music coming from a small town in mid America. So yeah, Iron Maiden, it got played quite a bit. You know, I heard, you know, Iron Maiden played, like I said, I wasn't picking the music, but yeah, they were one of them bands that got played quite a bit.
Yeah, so you would assume a band like them, who's, I'm not going to say they're top 10 all time, but they're easily top 20 all time, should be already in the Hall of Fame in their first year, right? But
one would think.
Apparently not. And like I said, I look at the list of the inductees I got in this year, no disrespect to none of them, but in my eyes, I mean, this could be based on opinion. In my eyes, you guys are not more deserving than Iron Maiden. You can make the case for Rage Against the Machine, but at least for Iron Maiden, y'all are not more deserving. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean or try, and if there's some fans out there from Tina, Carole King, the Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, and Todd, I'm not trying to knock them. I'm not saying that those artists are not talented. It's just y'all did not make a bigger impact on rock music than Iron Maiden.
Now, there's one person I'm going to disagree with you, and I'm going to say that would be Tina Turner. Just in the sense that Tina Turner had been doing her thing, and that was way before both our eras, as you know, from obviously information that we've been able to see through video footage. And I actually grew up through the 80s, and I know Tina Turner was, you know, she was actually kind of quasi R&B. She wasn't necessarily considered, like, you know, respected her and her vocal ability, and yes, she was a no doubt an R&B singer, but man, she was a rock star. You know, she was doing songs with Sting, I think, and like, I definitely know, I think she did a song with like Bruce Springsteen. So she's like at that level, and she held her own. It wasn't like no thing where like they was giving her a leaf. It was the other way around. It was like, oh, we're honored to have Tina Turner, you know, do this. So I'm gonna have to disagree with her. Other ones, yes. And then the other gentleman, who was the last gentleman that you named?
His name is Todd Rundgren, if I'm not mistaken.
Not Rundgren, because I can't speak on him, but what was the other guy? Well, I can speak a little bit to the other gentleman, Clarence Avant. He won the Ahmet Etrogan Award.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, you know, and I there's a recent documentary, I think it was, I'm going to say Netflix, about a year or two ago, that scene, and this guy is very much behind the scenes. So some of this with him, it could be where he maybe always had a green light to get in, and he actually said, okay, I'll go ahead and do it, because he was one of them cats that's really behind the scenes. But Clarence Avant is considered like the godfather of black music. So it's like, okay, when you hear the totality of all black music, certainly that it comes to rock and roll music, I want to know why it took until 2021 for this guy to get in.
Now
that's somebody behind the scenes that we don't know about, but for that type of contribution where we are saying this guy is the godfather of black music as we know it in America and the way it's consumed, my question is, why we wait until 2021 to have that cat in?
Well, like I said, I can answer that question, but I guess you're right about Tina Turner. Like I said, I was born in 95, so obviously my knowledge of music might not be as expanded as others, so I apologize, you know, about that.
Right, right. Hey, that's all right, because you're bringing, you know what I'm saying, that's why I want to have you on, because you're bringing some younger flavor, because not everybody's going to be 40-plus, and as much as us old curmudgeons likes to complain about the young folks or people younger than us, you know, you got to have a totality. You got to, you know what I'm saying, you can't just you know, cater to everything. We want to hear different thoughts and chop it up. So go ahead, continue.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Going back to why you were saying why it took them this long to get into the Hall of Fame is because it's the process how the rock and roll does this. I mean, they put a list of people or artists. I'm sorry, not people. Artists of who they feel that they should be in. Like the rule is they have to have been 25 years since they released their first album. So 25 years have to pass. And then they let the fans vote for who they want to be in the Hall of Fame, correct? So I can see why probably he very got left out at the end because, well, he barely got inducted because maybe a lot of people, especially young people, might not know him.
Well, and I think his award, and I may be wrong, I'm not all up to speed with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's induction process. I believe the performers are voted in by fans. I think the early influence and like this Ahmet Etrigan Award, yeah. And like even maybe the music excellence, I'm not sure if those are the fan voting as much as the board and the people that are involved. Because that, you know, there's always committees and people behind the scenes that, you know, as much as people say, oh, the fan now, there's definitely people behind the scenes that's going to, you know, have a final say so, whether or not somebody's going to get in. But for him, I just thought, you know, and now granted, he might have been someone that they maybe wanted to honor sooner, but just kind of based on the way he carries himself, you know, he's a behind the scenes type of guy. So he's not necessarily somebody that's, you know, wanting maybe a lot of spotlight to him, but he's a little bit older now. He might be saying, you know what, let me go ahead and take my lap. You know, I'm hoping that's the case. I'm hoping, like, if this guy is the godfather of black music, he should have been in a long time ago. Now, go ahead and continue, because I know you were saying that you wanted to mention some of these bands that you felt like, hey, it's been 25 years, why aren't they in, as opposed to some of these other genres getting in?
So here's the thing. Like, I'm just going to pick one of the lists here. Let's be real. Jay-Z, you're not more deserving than Iron Man. Let's be real. Not trying to pick on you, Jay-Z, but you're not a rock dude. You're a rapper, a great one. You know, everybody has their opinion on you. But here's the thing. I'm going to name a couple of bands here who've already been more than 25 years, who sure already been there, but for some weird reason. Well, not weird reason, because we know the reason is because the fans vote them in. And well, that's the reason why they're out. So I'm gonna name a couple of bands here, and you let me if you want to add something to those bands. Maybe you know them or something.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So we have obviously we're gonna start with Iron Maiden. We already said them. The band Megadeth, they're not in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Megadeth, the band Slayer, they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Well, Black Sabbath is in the Hall of Fame, but Ozzy Osbourne is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame individually. He's not in there.
What? Now, hold on. Time out. No. We got to go to Screeching Halt. Now, you mean to tell me, and like I said, I'm no Ozzy Osbourne fan. Like, you know, I wasn't a big fan of the Osbournes when that was a big thing on TV or nothing. But if there is something called game recognized game. You mean to tell me Ozzy Osbourne as an individual has not been voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No. And like I said, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's fault for how the process they do it. Let's be real. The Ozzy Osbourne fans tend to be a little older. Now, I'm not saying old people don't know how to use the internet. Young people know how to use it. Yeah, they know how to use the internet more. And obviously, Ozzy Osbourne, his fans are not young. You know, they're older.
Right.
But yeah, Ozzy Osbourne's not in there, and I'm sorry, Jay-Z again. I'm not trying to pick on you. Let me pick on the Foo Fighters. I love the Foo Fighters; they're a great band.
Okay, all right.
But y'all are not more deserving than Ozzy Osbourne either.
No, I don't believe so. Now I can step in there, and I actually like a little bit of the Foo Fighters. I heard some of their stuff, and what Dave Grohl from Nirvana, right? He's one of the drummer or something like that, right? For them.
Yeah, he was a drummer. Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the Foo Fighters, and you know they're cool, but nah, man, you're not. Not before Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. This is where, like I said, I'm not trying to just pick on just other genres, but there are certain rock bands who are already in that I'm really looking at them like, okay, yeah, they should eventually be in, but not before these bands. So,
well, and if we want to just go now, and these guys, I think, were very interesting because they fall, I think, kind of in the, not necessarily in the cracks in between, but they – definitely had a lot of hip hop leaning, and that's Rage Against the Machine. Is that De La Rocha, the front dude? Like, now, I fucks with Rage Against the Machine. I fucks with Rage Against the Machine, and absolutely, you know, what the final LP was, what, Renegades, and then they had Evil Empire, which is a classic, and Battle for Los Angeles, which those are both classics. Like, come on, man. Like, just off of them two alone, if them cats just said, okay, we're going to call it quits and walk out. Like, it's just, you know, how some bands break up, and it's like, oh, those two alone, man, have stood the test of time. Like, and that's something to me that's important with music is it timeless? Is this something that you can pick up 25 years from the time that it was out and it still resonates? And absolutely Rage Against the Machine. So to me, if it's just straight rock, like if I'm putting my two cents in, hold up. They should be in.
No, yeah, I'm so lucky. And like I said, you can't really blame the artist who, like Jay-Z, you can't really blame him for being nominated. It's not his fault. They just threw in the nominations there. It's really the process from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know if it's actually, before I get to that, I actually found out an article because they asked the president of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They asked him, how is it possible that Iron Maiden is not in? And guess what his response was?
No, what was the response?
He said, oh, they'll eventually get in. I mean,
come on, man.
Imagine if they asked Adam Silver. If Adam Silver said, LeBron James will eventually be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I mean, I put it like this here. It's like, well, and I'll give you even a better comparison is somebody like, let's say, Tim Duncan, because he, you know, I would say Kobe passed, so that didn't work. But okay, Tim Duncan's still alive, so he can receive his flowers while he's alive. It's his first year of being eligible for induction. Yeah, like you said, like somebody like Ozzy Osbourne and then the band that you just named, absolutely, like, dude, after maybe about the third or fourth year of induction, yeah, that's kind of weak sauce. Oh, well, they'll eventually get in. No, they need to get in now.
Yeah, there's certain and the six bands who deserve to be in the first year. Like, I understand you let the fans vote, but I mean, screw what the fans say. If you're the president, you have to look at the list and be like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to snub Iron Maiden again. I'm going to put them in regardless if the fans want it or not. Or any other band, like I said. If
you have I think the thing is I wouldn't even say regardless if the fans want it. I think that there's a lot of fans, just what you're saying, those unheard of fans or unheard from fans, because like you said, man, the folks are a little bit older. They don't necessarily get down and rock with the internet like that. They ain't going through and clicking and whoop, 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 and all that, you know? But if you like, I would say if you canvass the public and got public sentiment, I would say a lot of that sentiment would probably be on your side, particularly if you started talking to people that was at least my age. I'm 45, born in 76. So anybody from that era, Generation X, yeah, I think that generation and folks, you know, people, and I always compare stuff to my older brothers. I got older brothers. My oldest brother is 10 years older than me, so that's a nice little decade generational gap. Yeah. From him down to me, yeah, absolutely. They're gonna say, Iron Maiden, Iron Maiden ain't in the Hall of Fame. What?
Yeah, it's
yeah, even brothers, you know, even brothers that don't even mess with rock and roll and all that, like, you know, like, now we listen to some rock and roll, but I'm talking about like the metal stuff and just Iron Maiden's a name that your antenna goes up, like it's like Ozzy Osbourne. Oh yeah, I don't fuck with him, but oh yeah, that white boy's doing some shit. Hell yeah.
You know, but you're correct about that, and that's what I mean. Like, there's certain bands who, you know, you like you said, raise the antenna. Like, oh, there, I know them. I don't listen to them, but yeah, I know who you're talking about. And unfortunately, they're getting snubbed right now. Another band who is getting snubbed here. I don't know if you've heard of them. Motorhead. I don't know if you heard of them.
Yes, I've heard of Motorhead. I had some friends that mess with Motorhead.
Yeah, and yeah, not in the Hall of Fame either. So another band. This is a little more modern band. I don't know if you might heard of them. Soundgarden. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yes, Soundgarden. That would be another one. And again, you know, now I think with Jay-Z, somebody like him, his numbers trump and top everybody. It's like, I'm Hove, I got the numbers. But yeah, when you talk about like these people selling out arenas, not, you know, and Jay-Z does do that. So, and I ain't gonna really knock him so much just because I know that's more, man, that's commercial.
Yeah.
You know, but like you said, there are other groups that, you know, and sorry to Jay-Z, no knocking him, great rapper. Not necessarily my biggest cup of tea, but yes, you know, can't knock the hustle, give it up to you, whatever. But yeah, come on, man. I'm with you. And like Ozzy Osbourne, like that one glares. And now here's one that you may not have heard of, but I think that this guy is universally respected amongst all musicians, and how he's not in is absolutely astonishing. And that is John Coltrane.
I've heard of the name. I don't really know much about him, but yeah, I've heard of the name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love Supreme, and you know, and that was like that's one of those albums. It's like it doesn't matter what you're digging to, when you hear it, you recognize, okay, that's like, if you said, give me something that defines this genre, you're like, oh yeah, yeah, that right there, you could put into a museum and show people and say that, you know, and when you, so yeah, I'm with you. I'm not quite sure on the voting process, because I think it's almost like they don't listen to the fans. And that's what's kind of weird. It's like they kind of choose who they want, almost like, hey, who is popular, or who can we kind of almost like suck up to in a way? It seems recently.
Now, yeah, because let's be real. Let's put a scenario there. If Taylor Swift, they nominate her next year, she will be in next year. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Beyonce. If Beyonce, and I don't know, she's probably getting ready to be close. But yeah, you know, like the Beehive will come out. If she decided to say, hey, I'm hanging it up, there will be one person that will have an idea. You know what? We don't want her to have to wait 25 years. We want her now. And you're exactly right. It'll start, one person will start some bullshit on Twitter. I can't put you above other people. It's like you gotta, it's like paying dues, man. You gotta pay your dues. Your time will come. All right. Go ahead.
And it gets ridiculous to where I really look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like my neighbor, he calls it a joke, because it's like, how is it possible that, like you said, that some of these bands are not in, but all these other artists are. And you know what? Let me just stop right there. Let me name you some bands who are already in that they shouldn't be.
Now, I tell you what, Sunil, this is a perfect time to go up against our break, because we're getting right into it. So let's go ahead, have everybody go ahead and get you some refreshment, use the restroom, do whatever it is you got to do. Listen to our sponsor, and then we're going to come back on the flip side, and Sunil is going to break it down to you, let you know, okay, hey, which bands are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that really, hey, let's take these guys out and put these other cats in. We're going to get that on the flip side of No Vultures. This is your man, Brother Red. We're with
Sunil.
All right. We'll be right back in just a moment. Peace.
His face in the sand, not the last mafioso, I'm a MC cop, make it say it go LL and do the why. If you think you can outrun me, yeah boy I bet, cause I ain't met a motherfucker who can do that yet. Trendsetter, I'm better, but rhymes are good, I gotta go make a way, that says I wish you would.
All right, it's your man Brother Red, and we're back, and we're listening to the 2021 recent inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that is none other than LL Cool J. I'm Bad. This is your man, Brother Red. We're doing the knowledge with Sun L. Son L. Before we came into the, actually over the break, when you and I were chopping it up a little bit, you asked me, hey, can I give a list of my top 10? So go ahead, let briefly run us down your list of your top 10 bands that you like. I know you want to mention some of the bands that you enjoy. So go ahead and give us your list real quick of your top 10 bands, that your favorite bands.
All right. Thank you. Yes, now this is my top 10 favorite rock bands. This is not my top 10 all-time greats.
That's all right, yeah, and you go ahead. You go in. I'm not even going to interrupt you. Just go ahead and give it to us. Let us know who is your favorite band.
All right. So my favorite bands are the following. I'm going to go from 10 to 1, cool, obviously. Cool. So number 10 in my list, I'll just make it nice and quick. My number 10 is AC/DC. I mean, they're all-time greats. They're in the Hall of Fame. I mean, just imagine that they weren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That would be laughable. But yeah, they're number 10 in my list. Number 9, I know you don't like them, but Limp Bizkit. I love the rap metal thing they do. You know, people have different opinions on them, but I like them. Number 8 on my list is Pearl Jam, who's already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I'll address that in a couple of minutes. Number 7, I'm going to go with Avenged Sevenfold. You like this? This is probably my favorite heavy metal band. Because, hey, that's what they are, man, heavy metal. They're cool, man, and they're still rocking. All right, number 6 in my list, Rise Against. All right, this is not Rage Against the Machine. This is Rise Against, two complete different bands, because sometimes people get them mixed up. They don't even sound the same, so I don't know how people get them mixed up, right, when it comes to the music, at least.
Okay, all right.
But Rise Against, man, this is a more modern band, like in the early 2000s. You know, they're just a rock band. It's good. They've got good music. It's probably the least popular band on my list, but to me, they're very good. Number 5 in my list would be Korn with a K, man. Man, Korn is so good. Well, the band and the food, by the way. but Korn is great, man. And every time I listen to their music, man, it's like, it doesn't matter if I'm happy, if I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm joyful, whatever, man. I just love listening to their music, man. Top 5 in my list. Number 4 in my list, Rage Against the Machine. Now,
yeah, now you're talking, buddy.
Rage Against, man. Yes, man. Like I said, I don't know how they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but oh well, it is what it is.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, maybe they'll get an extra. Maybe. They should have already been in there, but again, better late than never. So yeah, they're number 4 in my list. Yeah, I just love the guitars, man. I just love the rap and the heavy metal, everything, man. Perfect combination. Number 3 in my list, arguably one of the most hated bands ever, Nickelback. I love Nickelback. I like them. So if you don't like Nickelback, well, go kick rocks. I don't care. I like them. So, like I said, early 2000s, man. They got great music. I recommend you to listen to it. And like I said, if you don't like Nickelback and you like hitting on them, well, like I said, go kick rocks. I don't care. Number 2 on my list, my boy Nirvana, man. Kurt Cobain, man, you're great, man. I just love Nirvana, man. They're great, man. Unfortunately, you know, they're not on anymore because, you know, Kurt Cobain is not here anymore. But, hey, they could easily be my number 1, too. But I kind of flip and flop with my number 1 and my number 2 because they're all so good. And my number 1 in my list is Linkin Park. Hey, if you like the rap and rock thing, man, hey, I think Linkin Park, in my opinion, Linkin Park is the best rap rock band out there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you know, listening to your list, one thing that kind of sticks out to me is, you know, with your age, it's definitely, it's you can see the influence of hip hop, even though you like your rock, but you like those elements. So that's pretty cool. And that's something I see a lot with, or it seems to be with the younger generations, that influence of hip hop, where there's always a little bit of something. Not necessarily always a little bit of something for his hip hop, but a lot of the bands that seem to strike a chord with people do borrow some elements of hip hop. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, that is correct. As a matter of fact, Linkin Park, the rapper Mike Shinoda, guess who his favorite rapper is? He liked to listen to when he was growing up.
Well, hey, let people know. I'd like to know, who is it?
Your boy Rakim. So, and they actually made a song together. So, he said a lot of his influence came from Rakim, your boy.
Oh, Rakim. Okay, so you're talking about like Eric B and Rakim.
Yeah.
The God MC himself. All right. Well, the guy has great taste.
yeah, so I mean, I just wanted to throw that in there. And if you want to listen to that song from Linkin Park featuring Rakim, it's called Guilty All the Same.
Cool.
It's a good song. I like it.
Guilty All the Same. Word up. Okay. Now, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about some of those bands. And we said we're going to get to this, so let's jump in. That you see that are glaringly, they should be in, and some of those bands, I know you said you don't want to necessarily just pick on non-quote-unquote rock and roll genre type of groups. So what are some of those rock groups that are in that you're like, you know what? Your time maybe should come, but you should not be in before these groups. So go ahead and give us that list and do the knowledge for us.
So yes, and before I start my list, I just wanted to add this little comment that I didn't do in the first part that just flew off my mind. I don't have a problem with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame wants to honor other artists from other genres. I have no problem with it, just to be clear. Just I'm not saying that there shouldn't be no other artists from other genres.
Right.
I don't mind if they honor them, but, you know, you got to take in consideration rock and roll first because it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's all I wanted to say there. Let me go back to what I was saying. Here's the thing. We obviously discussed the bands who are not in. I'm sorry. That should be in. Iron Maiden, Rage Against the Machine, Motorhead, Slayer, Megadeth, Ozzy Osbourne. So now I'm going to name four bands that already in that shouldn't be in. At least not yet. They okay. will be eventually, but your time got, you know, you shouldn't be in there already.
Okay.
Number one. And you can add something to that band if you've heard of them. You know, you can always just jump in there as well.
Cool.
Number one, maybe this band should be in, but I feel they shouldn't be in there before Iron Maiden. At least not Iron Maiden. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Not hating on them. I like them.
Man, you're going for the jugular right away, man. I love me some Red Hot Chili Peppers, bro.
I like them.
Hold up now.
I mean, I like them, but I mean, they're more deserving than Ozzy Osbourne, than these bands.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I cannot say, honestly, I do love Red Hot Chili Peppers. Now, that is a rock band that I definitely enjoy listening to. And if I'm truthful, and I don't like Ozzy Osbourne, but I do respect for what he did for rock music. He probably should be in before Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah, he should. As an individual, he has his own fest. You got your own fest and millions of people have come to your fest, then you deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, and like I said, look, I'm with you. I prefer the Red Hot Chili Peppers over Ozzy Osbourne any day. But hey, I can't be biased here.
Game recognized. Now I got one, and I'm going off of a list that I found at consequence.net. They do a pretty good job. I like theirs. Now here's one, a lady that's not in, and she was synonymous with rock and roll in the 80s, and especially like kind of like that pop type of rock and roll, that's really what was the dominant genre of the 80s. You know, rock and roll was still dominant. It was popish, but it was rock and roll nonetheless. And this lady's not in, and I'm very surprised. And that is Pat Benatar. Yeah. Fire away. Now, that's a terrible rendition, but yeah. Come on, man. Pat Benatar is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, Pat, she should be in, I think. Now, like I said, I ain't the biggest rock person, so there might be rock people out there listening. Like, okay, no, you're wrong, Brother Red, but Pat Benatar.
Well, I mean, until they don't change the process of how to get the inductees in there, man. There's going to be a lot of snubs there, but I've heard of her. I've heard the name. I mean, I don't really follow her, but I've heard the name. It rings the bell.
Have you ever heard of this group? Because I heard of this group, and I had some friends that really enjoyed their music. And Sonic Youth.
What was it?
The band is. They're called Sonic Youth.
Sonic Youth. Yeah, I've heard of them too. Yeah, the name really is.
Yeah, you got 16 albums deep. And again, like I can't say that, you know, that that I'm a big fan of their music. I probably, you can play 100 songs of theirs and I couldn't tell you one of them. But, it's one of those things where just in passing and hearing people talk about stuff, I hear Sonic Youth mentioned a lot when it comes to like, oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite bands. And so I'm a little bit surprised they're not in.
The name does ring. I couldn't be able to tell you who they are specifically, but the name rings the bell. Where was I with the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Okay, so then the next band that I would put in there that's already in the Hall of Fame that shouldn't be in there, at least not just yet, is one of my favorites, Pearl Jam. Loves me some Pearl Jam, but y'all are still active. Y'all are not done.
True.
Why are you in the Hall of Fame already?
True.
So I mean, they shouldn't really be in there just yet. Another band in my list. Now this one, they do deserve to be, in my opinion, they deserve to be inducted immediately once they were eligible. But after Iron Maiden got snubbed, and all these other bands have been snubbed, who've been there longer and lasted longer, I feel like, okay, I might include this in the list. Nirvana. I love Nirvana. I do believe they should have been inducted, and they were inducted in their first year of eligibility. But y'all should have not jumped ahead of all these other bands. So I'm like, sorry, guys. Y'all should have. Nirvana should have waited, or they should have waited. Simple as that.
Word.
And number one, and oh my God, I hate this band so much. I just hate them so much. This band got inducted into the Hall of Fame already, and clearly it's based on popularity. Green Day. Oh. Green Day.
Yeah, you mentioned them earlier. You said they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of
Fame. What? Hold on. You mean to tell me these dudes are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and some of these groups we have been rattling off are not in and these dudes are in?
Yeah, Green Day. Green Day is in already. A band who's not even retired. A band who's only... Well, I mean, they're technically from the late 80s. So, I mean, they've been there a couple of years. But, I mean, a band who only has two good albums.
Nobody knew of them until the early 90s. They might have been around the late 80s. But, and them dudes had to have been young because when they was really popular, they weren't old. They were like young dudes. They weren't old.
Yeah, I mean, Dookie. Their album, Dookie, 1994.
Those dudes had to be in their early 20s.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Green Day has no business, at least, I mean, yes, technically they should be in the Hall of Fame eventually, but, I mean, in my opinion, they will never be in, but obviously they...
Well, above the... hold on. They got in before the Foo Fighters. The Foo Fighters got in, but come on. I'll tell you what. I'll even say this. Jay-Z should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before them.
Yes, when we're talking about...
I think he's contributed more to music than they have.
Yeah, I agree 100% in that one. Now, we're talking just, if we're talking about what they contribute to music in general, yes, I would put Jay-Z over Green Day. Because, Green Day is a wannabe punk band who just label themselves punk, but they're not really punk. You listen to the music, none of it sounds punk.
Well, they're like, to me, it's like they're kind of like pop punk. They're like punk light for like suburban kids to act like they're punk.
Yeah, and like, I'm sorry, Green Day is not more deserving than Iron Maiden. Or Ozzy Osbourne, Motorhead, and all these other bands that are not in. I mean, I'm sorry. And if there's any Green Day fans listening to this, well, get back to your books because you're probably in high school. Because that's what was me when I was in high school. I mean, so let's be real. I don't care if you get upset about this. Green Day should not be in the Hall of Fame. Not yet.
Well, all right. Okay. Well, there it is. All right. So we've heard, who should be in, who should be out. We got our thoughts on, and I think you set the record straight as your feelings about not necessarily knocking other genres, but prioritize rock and roll for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And is that fair to say?
Yes. And like I said, I mean, a lot of people have told me, it's not just for rock artists. Okay, then rename it. Call it the Music Hall of Fame, rename it. Simple as that.
Right. Okay. All right. So we're up against it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, We'll come back with Son L, and we're going to put a little bow tie on the end of this episode. Thank you for listening. This is No Vultures. This is your man, Brother Red, and
Son L.
And we'll be right back after this brief message from our sponsor.
Yeah, you already know what it is.
Can y'all explain what kind of land is this? When a man has plans of being rich, but the boss is bland as wealthy. Built a money scheme, a clean split. Nonsense to say, need a corporate hand is filthy. Talk team and take the paper out. Only think about bank accounts, assets, and realty. Anybody's expense, no shame with a clear conscience. No regrets and guilt free. They claim that ain't the way that they built me. Smoke screen before the flame. No one still has that door to deal, Pete. Say it's time for things to change. Rearrange that good product you built cheap. Anything is just for the game. Dream manipulated like artists is real deep. Until the more remain, but I'm still me. Like authentic hip hop, and rock to pop the radio. And record companies kill me. They try to force me to stray and obey. They got the call and say you how real the real be. You feel me? We'll see. The grin can be the blame. Greedy for the fame. TV or name. Media the game. To me, you're all the same. You're guilty.
All right, guys, thanks for coming back. For all of you that were wondering, that song was from Linkin Park, Guilty of the Same, where they feature Rakim, and that was his part of rapping there. So pretty good song. I like it. So look it up on Spotify, YouTube, whatever you listen to, all right? Brother Red.
Word up. And we're just going to put a little bow on this. And so just to bring things full circle, in the first segment, we talked about the Universal Hip Hop Hall of Fame. Definitely go check that out. You can check out their website. It is uhhm.org. The website is really cool. One of my favorite things about it is the multimedia timeline. Y'all can check it out. It's interactive. They got some little beats going there. And what I like about it is it runs through the timeline. As it runs through the timeline, it gives you points of interest and monumental points in hip hop. And so you get a little brief view. They've got some YouTube segments that you can pull up to where you can really do the knowledge and get a full understanding about the roots of hip hop, where it came from, where it's going. So definitely check that out. Now, as we talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, I want to talk about that hip-hop influence. And I do agree with you, Son L, with your feeling that, okay, some of these, particularly recently, a lot of these hip-hop acts that are getting in, not that they aren't necessarily deserving to be in a Hall of Fame for music, but probably rock artists, because it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, deserve to get there first. So I do agree with you there.
Yeah, I, like I said, I'm not saying that rappers or country artists or whatever don't deserve to be in there. It's just like y'all are talented. I mean, everybody's talented in their own music. Y'all sell albums. Y'all make fans proud and everything. But if we're talking rock and roll, I'm going to prioritize rock and roll. But go ahead.
Word. Okay. And so now, as we talk about the hip-hop fluence. And I think that, like, number one, of course, Jay-Z. To me, that was, like, just kind of like an obvious one that once he became eligible. And it's not that it's a no-brainer. Again, I'm with you that not knocking them, but there are deserving, you know, rock and roll bands that have been waiting that definitely deserve for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that's why we wanted to highlight the Universal Hip Hop Museum, because now hip hop will have a place and a home to where we'll be able to induct our greats and people can go and enjoy that and see, okay, this is what hip hop's about for real. Okay. And so that's another subject that we get into. I'm not going to get into as far as the bastardization of hip hop and all that. But I think, you know, part of that is when we see hip-hop groups getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as hip-hop purists a lot, I'm looking at it like, Yeah, but there's other hip hop groups. If you're gonna put this cat in, these guys are more deserving, just like that same argument, because they were around longer and they were foundational pieces. Okay, so having said that, that segues into the music excellence category, where LL Cool J was nominated. He definitely, I think, deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, probably before some of the other hip hop acts that got in, to be quite frank. All right, LL Cool J, you know, everybody's at their list, top this, this, and that. LL Cool J, you cannot mention hip hop and not mention Todd Smith. Ladies Love, Legend of Leather, Long and Lean, I Don't Wear Pleather, Last of the Red Hot, Loving MCs. Now you know what LL means. You cannot mention hip hop and not mention LL Cool J. So big up props to him. Early influence, I'm going to pull up a little something because, I used to listen to these guys quite a bit in my brother's room in our basement as a young man, as a little kid growing up. And I'm going to go ahead and talk about him before I can pull up this music, and that's Kraftwerk. Are you familiar with Kraftwerk at all?
I've heard the name. I'm sure if I've heard their songs in the radios, but I couldn't tell you if, you know, that's them, because obviously I'm a little younger, and I'm not so familiar with their music. But yeah, I've heard of the name in the past. I don't know if they're in the Hall of Fame, like as performers. I don't know if they're in. I would be surprised if they aren't. Just saying. Right. But yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, and then Kraftwerk. These guys were big into like the computer music. And so like they're in the 80s, man, they crafted a lot of really good dance music for breakers and B-boys, cats that were breakdancing to, you know, do their thing. They had a song, Tour de France, and that was one that my brother used to play all the time. And so we're going to listen to just a little bit snippet of that. And then for those of you, I'm going to date myself, you can go back and watch the old Breaking movies with Turbo and Ozone. Rest in peace to Ozone. And you can see there's a scene where Turbo is getting down with the brooms and stuff, and they use Kraftwerk's Tour de France. And he just gets down with that broom. That's what, like, an iconic scene of the 80s. Anybody that grew up in the 80s, y'all know what I'm talking about when you went to go see Breaking with Turbo with that broom. So here's a little bit of that Tour de France from Kraftwerk. Little bit of Kraftwerk. These guys are definitely pioneers for hip hop, and definitely pioneers for the computer, with that kind of like that futuristic with the computers and the synthesized sound, and people making like what they call like the electronic music. Definitely pioneers. So it was good to see them get in. And then the other gentleman who got in as an early influence, and we played him to start the show. And that was Gil Scott Heron. And so a lot of his stuff, he's been featured on stuff with Common. That's where I got familiar with him quite a bit. I had heard of him. I'd read some of his stuff, some poetry and things like that. But then listening to Common, I got introduced to Gil Scott Heron. And very, very big influence on hip hop. So it was good to see that he got recognized. And what I'm happy to see is with the Universal Hip Hop Museum, now hip hop will be able to stand up for itself to recognize these folks. Now, Son L, do you have any thoughts before we get up out of here?
Hey, man, I just want to add, like I said, all music is great. I know everybody has their own little taste preference. You know, you like hip hop more, I like rock more. All music is great. It's for us to enjoy it. And you know what? I thank all these artists from all genres who take their time to make, to give the fans music for them to love and enjoy. So thank you.
Word up.
Thank you to all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the perfect way to wrap it. So we're going to go ahead and sign off. And we're going to leave you with the sounds of Agent Zero, Quest for the Stars. It's your man, Brother Red, Son L. This is No Vultures. Do the knowledge. Peace.